Amen. And it was to bring judgment down on the house of God.
That's right.
Amen. To bring judgment down on the people of God and to end things. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, amen. You wonder why we have a Joe Biden?
Yeah.
It didn't slip by God.
No.
Amen.
You're right.
Oh, gee, I think I'll put some sleepy guy in there that's, you know, dementia ridden and, you know, all messed up in the head. And no, there's a purpose behind it. Amen. It's soon going to be over. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Good for us. Some golden daybreak. Amen. Jesus will come. And when he comes, amen, saved folk are leaving.
Amen.
Well, I think everything led right up to what the Lord gave me for this hour. You know, Brother Haynes started out with the must, and then we got a little musty, amen, with the southern version of stink. You know what that is, right? Stank. Amen. And then, you know, well, if you go from must to musty, what's next? Contagious, amen. Contagious. I mean, you know, you think contagious. I mean, John Mark came over and sprayed a trailer for me yesterday. He can tell you what looked contagious, man. That place, before we started cleaning it out, it was contagious. Amen. But listen, you know, there's a good way to be contagious. Amen. You know, having a good spirit about you, that's contagious.
Yeah.
Folks get around you, man. They all of a sudden, they go from gloomy to glory. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can be contagious and be great. So I'm hoping to be great, but if it winds up like the southern version of stink, well, I'm sorry. Amen. I did my best. Amen. Take your Bibles and go to go to Psalm chapter 100. Psalm chapter 100. I appreciate everything thus far. Saturday, Lord willing, we will load up and headed south and then west. Please pray for Bible Baptist Church in Las Vegas. I might be having open air Bible Institute this year. Their building is crumbling, and they've had an architect in, and they called me because I'm the only guy left that remembers anything from the first building. So they kind of got some information on that, and they said, well, they'll make a determination. So I have not heard yet. As far as I know, they're still using the building, but it could get real soon where they'll be having open-air services too, amen? Which isn't bad in Nevada because it doesn't rain that much, but there are those occasions, right? So we appreciate your prayers for that. And man, the students are hungry and ready. It's been a year and a half since I was able to be there and teach. And we have some new students, so we've got some more folks. Listen, God's still in business, amen? We look around these days we live in, and they are vile, they are evil, they are wicked. I mean, they are nasty. They stank, amen? It's bad. But God. Never count God out, amen? And God comes through some wild stuff, amen, to deal with people. And some of us came out of some of that wild stuff, amen? And look what God's done today. And still doing, amen. So appreciate your prayers for all that. You're in Psalm 100. I'm going to read Genesis 3:8 just to get us started. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now you're in Psalm 100. We'll start in verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, we heard a bit ago. And his truth endureth to all generations. Brother Neil, would you pray for us, please, sir?
Lord, we just thank you so very much that you will meet with us today. We just pray that you would help each one of our hearts to be ready to hear what you have for us. Be with Brother Taylor, help him to bring what he has learned and to teach us and help us to soak it in, Lord. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. There's a word that kept popping up, if you noticed. It was in Genesis 3:8 that I read. It's in Psalm 100, verse 2. It's also in Psalm 95, verse 2. It's several other places. 1 Chronicles 16 we'll look at. And it's this, two words actually, his presence, speaking of the presence of the Lord. And that's some of what I want to preach on today. is in His presence. There's some things in His presence that sometimes we think about and we don't always think about them. There's some things there, amen, I just like to bring out from Scripture today. Now listen, you can live a Christian life and never be in His presence on earth. Amen, I've seen it. Brother just got through talking about it. Amen, what, and you come in and what? You stank, amen. So, amen. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you honestly, earnestly being in His presence. Some things about that. Amen. From Scripture. Amen. I want to say this first of all in Psalm 100 verse 4 said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. You must enter into His presence. You know why most folks today don't really ever get in His presence? Because they want to bring Him down to their presence.
Yeah.
Amen. Instead of them trying to get to His presence, they want to bring Him down here. Now listen, God's a gentleman. God is gracious. God is merciful. But I'm telling you, as we heard earlier, mercy runs out sometimes. Amen. There comes a point where it's mercy no more. Amen. I mean, God, the times this ignorance, God winked at, right? But now that we've got a finished Bible, now that we've got everything, the words that God wants us to have from A to Z, amen, now He commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen, and get right. And so, you know, we can't bring God down into our presence. I mean, to expect that is a mockery. To expect that is a laugh in the face of God. I mean, you're talking about a holy God. Amen. A God who has never sinned. Amen. A God who is perfectly pure, perfectly clean. And then you're talking about you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I have to shave me every other day at least. Amen. I know what me is. And I have no problem, amen, when someone comes to me and says, look, I've wronged you or this is bad. I've done this. I say, look, man, I got flesh too. Okay? Who am I not to forgive anybody? Especially when I've been so forgiven. Amen. But that doesn't make me some kind of super saint. Amen. There's no such thing as a super saint, though some folks think they are. Amen. But here we are. We're trying to get into the presence of a holy, righteous God. Amen. I mean, He's so holy, whenever those creatures in heaven fall before Him, the first thing they can say, and they got to say it three times, man, holy, 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 amen.
Right.
I'm talking about getting into His presence.
Good.
Amen. Not trying to bring Him to where we are. Not trying to lower His standard to us. Amen. There's some things, amen, it said enter into His gates. Now, where's the gate? That's the outside. That's still not in the house. That's outside. Then it says into His courts. Where's the court? That's inside the gate. Listen, when Jesus was in Pilate's judgment hall, what did He do? He looked out that window, and who was standing out there but Peter? And where was Peter? In the court. That's close, but that's still not even in the house.
Yeah.
Amen. And then it said, and be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Now you're starting to get somewhere with a little thankfulness. Amen. Thanking God. I mean, daily. Sometimes it's more than that. Thank God, man, you're still alive. Thank God that, you know, you just had that thought and God didn't kill you. Amen. Thank God. I mean, thank God. And what? Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. That's getting close, but that's still not yet in the room, the throne room. And so there's some other things, amen. First of all, it takes trying. It takes an effort. Amen. And as we try that effort, there may be some things that come up that God says, I need you to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
See, it goes to obedience. It goes to us doing what we're told by God. That's why it's important, you young parents, to correct your children when they're wrong.
Right.
My wife and I ate the other day in Friendly's, and there was a kid over there. And I'm telling you, man, sometimes it takes all I can do to just sit there. It's like, if my kid had done that, we'd have been headed out to the car. or the bathroom or somewhere.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Correction. Why? You know what happens to that child if you let that child go? When that child becomes an adult, you know what you've got?
Yeah.
You've got more than a delinquent. You've got, somebody that's got some real struggles and problems in life. Because they were not corrected.
Yes, that's right.
The problem is, most parents weren't corrected, so they don't know how to correct.
That's right, yeah.
Amen. Get in the book and find out how God does it.
Amen.
Therefore, when God says to that child of yours, I need you to do this, they don't say to you, I don't want to. I don't like it that way. I'd rather do it my way. That's not how you get in His presence. Man, I'll tell you, it's not a wonder you see these young people today. We are five generations removed from God in our schools.
Uh-huh.
And what you're seeing is young people have no clue.
None.
And you see people in church that have no clue
uh-huh.
on how to even enter into His presence. Man, it starts with a desire. Do you want something better than what you got?
Man.
Amen. Well, you got to take a look at yourself and realize just what you've got. What has God got to work with?
Uh-huh.
Not much. Amen. After 40 years, what has God got to work with me? Not much. But all I've got is His. Amen. And He can do anything He wants to with it. I don't care. But still, entering in, it takes some effort. It takes some work looking in ourselves and saying, boy, this is, Lord, I can't beat this one. This one's fighting me, and I can't beat. Lord, would you just please? Would you help? Would you take this? Would you help me get this victory over this thing? I'm trying, Lord, but it ain't coming. I mean, communicating with God and being honest with God. God already knows, man. Just be honest with Him. Tell Him the truth about you, and beg Him, amen, for the help it takes to get to where He's at. And I know, man, none of us is ever going to be pure holy like Him until we get out of this world. I understand that. But don't stop trying. We are not of them which draw back unto perdition, but of them which believe unto the saving of the soul. Do not stop trying, amen. Do not stop trying to walk a holy life. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. Well, if God's holy and we're not, one of us has to change and it ain't going to be God. Amen. It takes effort. But man, once you get there, you'll find glory and honor.
Right.
I mean, glory and honor. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Glory and honor are in His presence. And man, I'm telling you, you ever once get touched by the glory of God, you will never, ever, ever be the same again. Never. It will touch you in such a way that all you want is more.
Sweet.
You got some folk, you just want more of them.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, I've got some friends. I just want more of them. That's why I keep coming back. Amen. I just want more of them. Why? Because I get things from them that help me get closer to God. And that's my number one desire. I want to be all He wants me to be. And so I like getting around folks like that. That sharpen me. Why? Because I'm a dull sword sometimes. I love it. I was talking to Pastor Hayden this morning, and I'm not trying to lift him up, but you know, for years, our circles just didn't come together somehow. Mine went this way, his rolled the other way. I don't know. But all of a sudden, here he is, we bump into each other, and it's, hey, yeah, you did this, and that, and I was at you. Oh, wow, you know, and the next thing you know, and now I'm going to get to go preach in the church, in a mission conference. Amen? And there's nothing against anybody, we just didn't click. It didn't click together. God did not roll our tires the right direction. Amen, but He did now. Amen, and now it's like, okay, let's do it. But you know what? I missed out on a lot of good years with Pastor Hayne, man. He sharpens me.
Amen.
Brother, you do. And you do. You'd be amazed at people that are talking about you.
That's right.
And they're not just talking about you in an unkind way. People I run into. I heard this guy on the radio. And some of them, they're a little bit half ticked off. You know, it's like, what? I said, wait a minute. Stop a minute. What did he say? I said, okay, did you ever look at this? No, I never saw it that way. I said, that's how he sees it. Oh. And brother, now the people come, hey, and they'll tell me, that guy, he believes the pure Cambridge text. I said, yeah. I've read it. Yeah, he's right. And brother, amen, there's things, that, and you know another thing that they comment on? Same thing I comment on a lot. What he's got up here.
Yeah.
Amen. You may think he's a goofball, you know, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. He's got stuff out here in here committed to memory beyond that book.
Yes.
That just rolls off his tongue.
Yeah.
Me, when it starts rolling, my tongue just goes. Amen. I mean, he sharpens me. There's people like that. Amen. I want to be a sharpener. I want to be somebody. Amen. When folks get next to me, they walk away better.
Right.
Amen. They walk away with a little bit of something to chew on for God. Amen.
That's good.
And amen, the only way I'm going to do that is to be in his presence. Why? Because he is the ultimate, man. When it comes to someone who can sharpen you, someone who can give you glory and honor. You know, when somebody pats himself on the back, it looks kind of stupid, doesn't it? But when God pats you on the back,
that's right.
It's a whole nother story.
That's right.
Amen.
Just you mentioned Kenya, preacher. I can vouch for that. Kenya is a wild country. We've been there when it went wild. They had a Christian president for 38 years and everything was run really smooth, perfect roads. I mean, it was great. A year later, you could lose a bus in some of the potholes after that president resigned and retired. And, you know, it's just a mess. We trained a man there. And we trained him in America, went with him, started a church over there. He passed away about a month ago. And what you said about the religions, I couldn't help but all this is going through my mind. He was known all over Kenya as the Kenyan man who made sense of the Bible. I mean, what a testimony. And all we did was just teach him how to rightly divide his Bible and preach it and teach it and pass it on. I mean, that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And man, I'm telling you, what is wonderful. Glory, man. When I think about him and I think about Kenya, I look at it in a whole another light, man. Glory floods my soul. Knowing what God did, see. And you get in God's presence, that same glory's there. That glory where he pats you on the back. Where he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. I mean, hey, you know, it was mentioned this morning of this one was faithful and this one's faithful and all that. And I think of a lot of those like that in my life that were faithful that really helped me. And for that reason, I'm faithful because they taught me through their experience and their life and their Bible usage and knowledge. And amen. But, you know, faithful till death said our loving master, a few more days to labor and wait. Toils of the road will then seem as nothing as we sweep through that beautiful gate. Amen.
Amen.
Faithful till death. Amen.
That's good.
And when he gives you glory, you know he's there. When he speaks, you know. My father's been gone now 7 years. And if I had my back to that door and he walked in and spoke, I'd know it was him.
Uh-huh.
Now, if it was him, I'd probably run out that door. But I'd know it was him. Amen. And when my heavenly father speaks, I know it's him.
Oh, that's good.
40 years of hearing his voice. Day in, day out.
Amen.
Amen. And he still speaks the same. It's an unchanging word. Man, when he speaks to you, there's nothing like it. Amen. Glory and honor. See, y'all know me because what? The honor of God. I know these men because of what? The honor of God. We would have never met if it hadn't been for God. I mean, crying out loud, man, it took us how many years? And we were both saved, amen, before God really put us together. Amen. And so, honor, man, in the presence of God. And then strength, he said there in 1 Chronicles 16:27. Strength and gladness. Amen. Folks ask me, are you a happy Baptist? I said, what's the alternative? Amen. Unhappy Baptist? I'm not unhappy. Man, I'm thrilled to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. You're looking at a happy customer. Amen. I got more than I bargained for. Amen. And I never realized when I got it what I was getting. But I'm telling you what, 40 years later, I sure am glad I got it, because there's a whole lot more there than I could ever tell you about. Amen. And then in his presence, there's joy, hope, and crowns of rejoicing. Man, think about that. Joy. You know what the world needs today? A double dose of joy. Amen. They need some real joy that only comes from God. They need God, man. They need to get in his presence. It'd help if more of us could get in his presence more often so they could see something that they don't have. Amen. You know what draws a lot of people? It's because they see something in us and they realize they don't have it. Sometimes it's confidence. Sometimes folks mistake confidence for cockiness. But sometimes it's just the joy of the Lord. There was a black fella. His name was William Phillips. Everybody called him Phil. When I first got saved, he was there on the base at Seymour Johnson. And he walked in every day. He had a gold heart right there in that tooth. Every day he walked in. And you'd ask him, "How you doing, Phil?" He said, "All by his grace, bro. All by his grace." And he'd just smile. And that gold heart would show. And man, I'm telling you, I got to know him a little bit. I'd go by and visit him after I left the base. I'd go back. His mama made the best greens I ever ate, man. And I'd go back by and visit with him. He took care of his mother there. But I told him, I said, "Phil, you made more of an impact on me than any man I've ever met, other than the fellow who told me about Jesus." Mm-hmm. But I watched him. They would make him work all kinds of weird hours. Not just him, but all of his buddies in his outfit. He was what was known as a sack sheet metal guy. Preacher would know what that is. It's a long explanation. So his outfit would be called upon, and they'd just dump on him. I mean, dump on him. They were just, it's all you can say, just dump on him. And so, but you watch everybody else, and they're like, you know, they're going nuts. Not Phil. "Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thanks be unto his holy name. Glory be to Jesus." Every time. Bar none. I said, "Lord," when I got out of the military, I said, "Lord, give me what he's got."
Amen.
Wow, I wanted it, man. I wanted that ability. Mm-hmm. Now, I wasn't quite specific enough. Be specific in your prayers when you talk to God. I said, "Lord, give me what he's got." He drove a 1969 Dodge pickup. Guess what God gave me? 1969 Dodge pickup. I'm still working on that joy thing. Amen. Joy in the presence of God. Man, you get around God, he's a fountain. He's refreshing. Mm-hmm. And then hope. Man, when you've reached the end of all your understanding, there's still hope as long as there's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians 2:19, "For what is our hope, or our joy, or our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?" Man, that day when we're in his presence there, and all those folks that we have influenced for Christ, all those folks we've taught and trained, all the folks we've given gospel tracts to, every people we've maybe won to the Christ, to the Lord, amen, and there we are in his presence. And you start looking around. There's going to be folks there that are going to wish they had done more. In fact, that's about all of us.
Yeah, that's right.
There's going to be some other folks there that are going to be amazed at what God did through them.
Yeah, amen.
Because, you know, you tend to remember things and sometimes you forget things, but God is at work, man. Just by us being in his presence in the morning, how that affects somebody else we bump into during the day. And God's amazing like that. People you've influenced didn't even know you had an influence. Hey, listen, some of you young guys, you influence us old guys from time to time.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, I got young guys all over this country now that they impress me. Amen. I mean, they're trying to do something for God in an evil day. Amen. We'll be presented faultless in his presence. That'll be a day. But there's some other things. Some things we don't think about in God's presence is God's anger. You know, it was mentioned this morning about mercy running out. You know, you stand before God, or you get in God's presence at, say, the great white throne. And there at that great white throne, we're going to see the anger of God. I mean, it's going to be so many crazy emotions. I mean, God will be angry. At the same time, he'll be brokenhearted at all the people that could have had him and wouldn't. It's not that they couldn't. They had opportunity, but they wouldn't. And as all that pours out, we'll be witnesses to it. Do you ever get mad? I don't know if you young people, you ain't had the opportunity yet to get mad at your kids, but I have. I'm a great-grandfather now. My redhead, she's been here. She was here the first year we came and helped with the Vacation Bible School. One day, she was my rebel, ain't no other way to put it. She just had struggles, and one day she did something that so angered me that I could feel I was going to explode, man. And I looked at her and I said, "Get out of my presence! I don't want to see you!" And she went, "Oh!" And she broke. I mean, she started shaking. She started crying. "Oh, Daddy, no, Daddy, don't say that. Don't ever let that happen, Daddy. I don't want to be out of your presence. No, don't do that." And it broke me.
Amen.
I never got that angry again.
Amen.
And God said, "What if I'd have said that to you?" I said, "God, please forgive me. I don't ever want to be out of your reach. I don't ever want to be out of your presence, God. I just want to be with you." To see the anger of God, things get shaken up by his presence in the end of the world. Nahum 1:5. "The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein." It's going to be a shaking time in his presence. Because he's going to be back on earth. Where men's been trying to get him to come for a long time. I'm trying to get him to come now, but it ain't the same way, man. I ain't trying to just get him, bring him down to my level. I said, "God, just come on. Come and finish this thing. Get it over with, man. So we can be in your presence forever." And then, you know, Peter talked about it there in 2 Peter 3:10-12, when he said how the elements will melt with fervent heat. And he said, it'll be with the presence of the Lord. And lastly, I only got another hour and I'm through. No, I'm kidding. The greatest thing you'll ever find in the presence of God, I mean, it'll blow your mind. I mean, you'll short circuit like never before. Is the fact that you are actually in his presence. Knowing what you are, knowing all the failures you've had along the way, knowing, I mean, the clay, and how the clay's been so imperfect, and how he's had to spin it on the wheel again, and knowing all that, in the end of this thing, we will be in his presence forevermore. Face to face with Christ our Savior. Face to face, what shall it be? I mean, there you are. Revelation 7 talks about being there with angels. We're actually finally going to see what an angel looks like. Amen. I mean, there you are with cherubim and seraphim. I mean, you look around, man, there's... I mean, reach out and touch a star, you know. Probably reach down, you know. I mean, those beasts. You ever wonder about them beasts?
Yeah.
I'm looking for Ezekiel's wheel in the wheel, man. That's the one I want. I want to see that one. Amen. I mean, there you are in the presence of the one who spoke it all into existence. There you are, amen, with the very God who formed you in the womb and knew you the moment you were formed. And then not only that, brought you through the 9-month gestation to outward life and physical life outside the womb, and made worked in your life to make you, amen, toward what you ought to be. Amen. I mean, you're face to face with him. And you know, every once in a while you hear a trumpet, you know, and the trumpet's blowing. And there's people glorifying God and giving praise and honor to God. And it's going to be a noisy place. Folks that have a quiet religion are going to get shocked. Amen. I'm sorry. He said over there in the first verse of Psalm 100, said, noise, make a joyful noise.
Amen.
There's noise around God. You know why there's noise around God? Because there's life around God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Man, you want life. Jesus said, I've come, you might have life, you might have it more abundantly. And I can tell you from fact and from experience, man, it's so abundant you can't count it. God has been so good. But you think about it. There you are, man, seeing those beasts. And seeing, amen, the trumpets, hearing the trumpets. And there you are, you look, and you're in a multitude that no man can number. See, you know, they call us the minority down here.
Praise the Lord.
First of all, there's more of us than they know.
Yes.
Or than they will admit. So who are they? But when we get there, we'll all be alike. We'll be like him.
Sorry.
We'll all have clean minds and clean hearts.
Yeah.
And pure hands. Amen. In his presence. Man, there you are. You're singing. You're shouting. I love it, man. I love hearing this church sing.
Amen.
Y'all put your heart into it.
That's right.
You know, and I like when people do that. I used to belt it out, but I can't anymore since all this stuff with my lungs and stuff. But now I just croak for Jesus. But here you are, singing in a glad reunion day with mothers and dads, brothers and sisters. I mean, mothers will meet babies that they didn't get to hold.
Uh-huh. Praise God.
Amen.
That would be good.
Folks will be reunited, been separated for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting to see if my grandma's there. Just yesterday, or the day before, I forget. My wife's been cleaning out my mom's house because we've got some relatives going to move in. But so the granddaughters are helping her, and they found a book. It was Pilgrim's Progress. Listen, I didn't have any idea of any of my family, my mother's family.
Amen.
It was Pilgrim's Progress, and it said, "To a Merry Christmas to Ethel, 1915.
Amen.
That was my grandmother's 12th Christmas. My grandmother passed when I was about 12 years old. I don't know if she's there, but boy, I'm hoping she is. She read Pilgrim's Progress, if that helped any.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, just think about it, the folks you're going to get to see. But the biggest thing still, every once in a while, you know, you're going to walk up and there's going to be somebody you knew. And, you know, you get to see your preacher again.
Amen.
You know, you look, but every once in a while, you just got to take a look back. You're there. He's there. Man, this thing just gets better and better being in his presence. I want to be in his presence. I want to practice a little down here. I'm shooting for it. I'm aiming. I'm trying to be what he wants me to be. I'm trying to be that holy person, that clean person. Amen. That person that can fellowship with him, that can walk with him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's what I'm going to do for eternity.
Amen.
In his presence is walk with him. Father, Lord, I sure do love you, and I thank you, God, for the privilege. And I pray, Lord, you would close this thing out, Lord. Speak to hearts. Bless your people. Help, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name.